Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Catch up with Pat from Toffee TV. Morning to you, Pat.
Morning.
Okay, you weren't at... Sorry, I'll get you on the right microphone there. You weren't at last night's AGM, but you've been keeping tabs on everything.
No, I was in the studio creating magic.
Creating TV magic, eh?
Yeah.
Just as Farhad Moshiri was on stage, and Robert Elston as well. But without a shadow of a doubt, the moment was when Farhad Moshiri revealed Romelu Lukaku's transfer situation. And the influence of a voodoo witch doctor.
Yeah, I'd sort of stopped paying attention at that point. I thought all the meaty stuff had come out. Obviously, Bradley Moore Doc and you know, all the little bits and pieces about what had happened over the year. So when I sort of looked and seen that these quotes, I was absolutely amazed by them. I know you'll have some people saying it's embarrassing or he's too open or he's too candid.
Possibly he's too open for an AGM.
Well, I heard Paul before the S talking about it. For me now, though, it's not an AGM. It's not even called an AGM. It's called the general meeting. Right. And for me, it's like when the president in America has the State of the Union address. It's just talking about all your good accomplishments you've done over the year. Forget about all the negatives. Don't worry about them. Or just having your chance. And I understand what people will say, but you know, you look at the stage and it's all these nice leather chairs and everyone seems very relaxed and you're in the company of like-minded people and it just felt like a relaxed occasion. He was asked a question and he answered it candidly. And you know what? As a fan, I'm happy with that because I heard some questions that I feel like should be asked every week and aren't asked.
What are these questions?
Well, just anything. For me, there's an opportunity to ask some of those questions weekly that the press don't ask. I mean, like there was one last night that was asked towards Sam Allardyce about Luke Garbutt. And that's a question, if you go online, that fans have been asking, why hasn't these questions been asked? And yet it was asked at an AGM by a fan.
How was it phrased?
It was basically asking why Luke Garbutt hadn't been put into the first team. That to me sounds like a question that shouldn't be asked at an AGM. That sounds like a question that should be asked.
That's a pre-match press conference, isn't it?
Exactly, but it strikes me as strange that no one's asked that question. So that question about Romelu Lukaku, it was like maybe that was the first opportunity anyone had had to ask Farhad Moshiri that question.
The difference is the money that surrounds the deal, isn't it? Or the money that surrounds just the individual.
To me, it makes no difference. He was asked a question about why Romelu Lukaku didn't stay.
No, but that's why they feel it's appropriate to be asked to be talking about Romelu Lukaku within the general meeting.
But I think they're questions that fans want to know and aren't asked.
Go on, what would you have asked?
I would probably ask the same questions. You know, why was Romelu Lukaku allowed to leave? Why was Ross Barkley not tied down to a contract earlier? I think these are the questions that fans want to ask. So maybe there's a debate that we should have events like this, or that event is exactly what it is. It's a relaxed environment where part of it is all the business specs and the other part of it is where you can be asked a question without being... I think football clubs fear what fans will ask at events, and because it was a shareholders event and because everyone in the room is accountable to themselves, because not only are they fans but they own a share in the club, a stake in the club, they probably feel like a question that they fear won't be asked. So any question they will answer, because I've been to these events. I remember when these events were actually when Bill Kenwright actually told people he wouldn't answer questions on certain things because, oh, I'm not answering that. That's below me, that kind of question. So I thought last night was really good. I thought the questions asked were good and I thought the answers given. And I think these are the questions fans want to hear, want to ask. Press conferences are just... I've been in press conferences and I just find them, frankly, very boring, the questions that are asked. It's the same old, who's injured, who's available, how do you feel about this? Something that's got nothing to do with the football club, and we move on. Whereas I think at times fans want to know the nitty-gritty of things. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why are you playing him? Why aren't you giving this?
There's a football side and there's a financial side, and there's a quite a clear split there, isn't there? But see, for me, I don't want to hear Farhad Moshiri talking about football players or the construction of a team.
But I do.
Nobody, he knows far less than you know about
it. But
so what? Why do you want to hear him say?
Because he owns the football club, and I want to know what's going on at the football club.
And he should be saying the man who's in charge of football and decisions, the man with the knowledge, is Sam Allardyce. So he'll be talking about that very shortly.
But Sam
I want to hear Fahad Moshiri say we've got this brand spanky stadium that's going to be ready in 4 years and is going to cost us £500 million and we will be digging out the first piece of dirt next week. That's what the fans want to hear.
I understand that, but that's not necessarily what's going to happen. You hear stuff like that all the time. We've seen...
Yeah, but last night was the chance to actually make a statement.
But last
on
night,
it,
wasn't there was, it was what, over 2.5 hours nearly of talking about business stuff. Robert Elston comes on and talks through as a PowerPoint display. And to be frankly, it's boring. It's boring. It just goes over your head because most of it is just stuff, you know, that you're not interested in. You're right, things are going up and you're getting told how much this is and that is. Well, you want a little bit of...
But it's stuff that he has to deliver,
of course
isn't it?
He does, because it's the general meeting. So you get rid of all that stuff and then you sort of go to a little bit more relaxed part of it where the fans, the shareholders are allowed to ask those questions and their answers. And what other setup would you get that in? That's where I think the football club fears is that if you open up a debate, then it becomes out of control. Those questions were really interesting and they were all answered. And as a fan, I thought it was very eye-opening. If some people don't like it, then that's tough for them if they think it's unprofessional. You know, I thought if the Romelu Lukaku thing is completely what he says it was, that's a brilliant insight to footballers. The Ross Barkley thing, talking about John Stones, that is a brilliant insight to a footballer's mind and how agents work.
There's a slight danger as to about how much honesty should be given in terms of answering these questions. I didn't hear the whole thing. Yeah. So tell me, for example, on Ross Barkley, because I presume questions were asked about that. Was Ross ever offered a... or did Ross ever say he would stay at Everton Football Club if he was paid a certain amount of money?
There was nothing to do with money.
Would you not have asked that? I'd have asked that.
No, he was asked. They were asked. And I think the answer...
Did Ross ever say, I will commit to Everton if I'm paid 150 a week?
I don't think it was about money. It was referred to something about John Stones moving to Man City because he was my friend or something.
But is that not the question?
Well, I think the question was
the
asked.
The question is, would Ross have stayed if you paid him a proper amount of money?
But that's what they asked him, and that was the answer that came back. The answer was, it was nothing to do with money. It was to do with personal things, and he tried, and he wouldn't stay. And he basically said, that's what you're dealing with now. You're not dealing with... And a lot of it might have been deflection.
But I think you are, aren't you? Right. So look what's happened there. If they'd paid Ross Barkley, say they'd just said, look, we'll give you 150 grand a week, or we'll give you a £7 million lump sum, would he have stayed?
Well, the question wasn't asked, I don't think, like that. Mm. I think the question was asked, why didn't he stay, or what was offered to him? And Fahad Moshiri basically said that... he basically said you're dealing with a child whose guardian is his agent. So he basically said, that's what you're dealing with. He said, you're dealing with the agent and the player is being sort of taken control of the agent. Mm. So I thought it was very honest and open. As I say, it won't please everybody, but I thought we got a lot more out of it than we do from normal Q&As. And the Q&As were coming from Evertonians. He wouldn't have really faced that before. And I think there's a place where... I think footballers and football people get away with far too much. They're not asked questions that fans want to know on a daily basis. Just general stuff about, you know, how a team plays. Why are you playing this way? Why are you playing that way? What are the decisions that make you as a business take this decision or that decision? I don't think enough is asked, and it takes a fan to ask a question because the fans really care. Journalists turn up at a press conference, they're not really bothered. It's a machine. They're in and out. They've got the quotes. They're only interested in certain lines. And then they move on to the next one. And I think fans, sometimes it takes a fan to ask a really interesting question that'll prompt a really interesting answer. And I think that's what we got last night. Is it the time or place? Well, that's if it's not, then...
Well, there's never a right time or place.
Well, if it's not, some of those. Create a time and place then. Or just say simply, well, this is the time and place. This is where we have a majority of the fans that we can vet almost because the shareholders. And I don't think anyone at the club will come out last night and think it wasn't a success or anyone's been embarrassed by it. If anyone's been embarrassed by it, it's people who've left the club and who cares about them.
I don't think anyone said embarrassment.
No.
I've not heard anyone reflect on last night and use the word embarrassment.
I don't. But there will be. I think there will be some people who go, oh, he shouldn't have said that.
No, the Lukaku thing just makes me smile.
Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious. But, you know, in a decent way.
It was even,
it's an insight, it was isn't even, it?
Well, it was even interesting that someone asked him the question again, why do you go through Jim White? And he said, well, I won't do that anymore.
So who's he going to go through in the future?
Well, I think he's going to start using the club media by the looks of it. He started doing more club stuff recently. But then the club have got to ask the right questions, what the fans want to hear. I've said to this here loads of times, Steve, I'm sick and tired of football clubs sanitising what comes out of them. Because it just goes the wrong way. Ask questions that the fans want to hear. Be, you know, if it means an interviewer at a club has to be tough on someone who's got a higher pay grade than him, that's his job to do that. So it was interesting to hear that he feels like he's actually made a mistake the way he's gone and he's going to change that. So again, that's something that I haven't heard that before. But fans have asked the question, why are you doing this? And last night, though, some of those questions were answered. So I was really entertained and happy that those questions were asked.
The curtains were finally closed on Jim White's exclusive interviews
done.
Last
Finished.
Night. He sat at home going, oh, I can't believe I've just been KO'd there. So he spent $150 million of his own money.
Yeah.
Or put it into the football club. So finally, I asked the question of Paul before.
Yeah.
I said, is that what you would have expected by this stage? Are you comfortable with that?
Well, it's enough or it's not enough.
Well, he was the man arriving as the multimillionaire who was going to make Everton a different proposition. So by that, you expect cash put into the club.
I think he hasn't got enough money to try and go head-to-head with any of the top six. Mm. And I've said from day one, or I've said before he even came in, I didn't want a Man City-style owner. I wanted someone to come in, sort the football club out and get us a stadium and so that we are looking after ourselves, because the days have gone where you can. FFP's sort of stopped. It stopped the Man City effect, even though Man City's still going. Even Chelsea, look at the model Chelsea use now. They used the money initially to get to the level that they could do that. We're playing catch-up, so I think a lot of people think that he should use his own money. But how far would that possibly go? And why would he use all his own money? I just want him to use his money to get us out of debt, which he's done. That gets us on a playing field that we can start looking after ourselves and then get and then deliver a stadium. And maybe he's probably going to have to put more money, because I think the stadium now is going to become, like they said last night, very challenging, because we are literally building a stadium at the worst possible time.
Paul seemed quite comfortable with the time frames. Are you of a similar frame of mind or not?
I think it was the time frame initially was ambitious, but it was because of the Commonwealth Games. So I think they were pushing harder, but I just think the realities of the situation with not knowing what's going to happen in the next few years with the EU means that financially we don't know where it's going. So I think, again... Another headline that came out last night was the council are paying for it. They're not paying for it. Nothing has changed. The council are the guarantor on a loan. And initially they were paying the whole amount. It was coming through them. But now it's two-thirds, because you wouldn't expect $450 million to be guarantored by the council. So Everton are going to have to find that extra money, which I'm sure they will do. But nothing's changed on that. But it's just... they're being realistic and they're being open, and that's all you ever want them to be. Don't tell us things are happening when they're not happening. You know, don't try and pull the wool over fans' eyes. You know, and I think last night it went down quite well.
And talk more about Voodoo.
No, we'll leave that now. Leave ex-players where they are now and move on.
So I'll put you in a scenario. So you're offered a new job. So you ring your mum and she says, I've just seen a fortune teller. She says, don't do it.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.